Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and it is my absolute privilege and pleasure to host this call for you this Tuesday evening. As we're nearing the end of June, the six-month point of the calendar year 2017 is nearing the end. We'll have one more call here on next Tuesday night, and we'll reach the six-month point. So I have some great content for you on tonight's call. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and then we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This call is recorded, and we have many, many downloads the following day and throughout the week for the More Heart Than Talent Mindset call. You can find this call on Podomatic. We post this call at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Wednesday, the following day after the Tuesday night call. We also have archive calls that go back for years, all the way back to 2010. So we have over 8 years of recorded calls. I've been hosting this call since 1998, so coming up on my 20-year anniversary soon. Tonight's call will cover worry is an illusion, and I'll be covering how you can effectively let go of any anxiety about outcomes that have not happened. In the interim, I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. If you're on tonight's call and you've never experienced a free 15-minute coaching call, feel free to reach out to me, send me your phone number in Facebook Messenger, and I'll return your call relatively quickly within 24 hours. Also, let me know what you'd be seeking for me to assist you with if you are open, interested, or committed to coaching. I've coached over 60,000 one-on-one hours, 12,000-plus clients, and as I said, approaching my 20-year anniversary of coaching, speaking, being a published author. So that will cover that, and let's move on to the seminars that I have scheduled for the next few weekends. This Saturday, I will be in beautiful Walnut Creek in the backyard of the San Francisco Bay Area. That is relatively close to my home. Saturday, July 8th, I will be in Long Island, New York. July 15th, La Jolla, California. July 22nd, Atlanta, Georgia. July 29th, for the first time in 7 years, I will be in Austin, Texas. August 5th, the Millionaire Blueprint from 12 until 4 with Jennifer Corliss-Trinkner, Tara Romano, Susan Sly, and myself, Jeffrey Combs. August 19th, I'll be in Philadelphia with my good friend, Joe DiBianca. August 26th, New Orleans. September 16th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. September 23rd, Kansas City, Missouri. And then on Orlando, I'll be in Orlando on September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. That takes us up to the next 4 months of events where you can see and participate in a More Heart Than Talent one-day inspirational event. I have people who let me know that those events are very inspiring for them. I deliver great content on letting go, being in the moment, branding, speaking, writing, and really developing your own emotional state so you're no longer overwhelmed and in the flow. I'm going to move into tonight's content. It's a very timely content, worry. It's very common. It's a conditional behavior. It's not natural, but it's very common for a large percent of the population to worry. Worry is about events that have not happened. Our brain can create a placebo effect based on a past event and recreate the same event that hasn't even happened in the future, and we hold on to those events that have not happened. We're conditioned to worry through people in our family. We grow up with mothers, family members, sisters, brothers who worry all the time. Worry becomes a way of life. I'm always worried. When you're always worried, it gives you very little margin for anything other than to be anxious, overwhelmed, and in fight or flight. If you're worried, there's a high probability that not only are you overwhelmed, you're going to be unorganized, disciplined, and out of control. As you begin to have a better understanding of what worry is an issue of control. You're trying to control an outcome that doesn't happen, and what you end up staying in control of is your anxiety. I've been worried before and have worried myself not to death, but worried myself sick. I've also worried myself into where I subluxated my neck before. I've been overwhelmed and overdrawn in my bank accounts while I was overwhelmed, worrying about how I was going to pay next month's bills. I've borrowed money that I didn't have, used money I didn't have because I was worried about how I'd cover the freight. I've worried about the next day volume, the next sale, any multitude of situations. I have done it. Now, why do we do this? We worry because of how we grow up, how we're conditioned to behave. If you grow up in a household where there's violence, there's anxieties, there's addictions, there's traumas and any other multitude of situations, your body begins to react to the stimulus at hand. It becomes a stimulus, condition, behavior, situation. If you grew up in a family where you hear your mother rattling the cabinets early in the morning looking for alcohol because she's attempting to take the edge off, and you hear that going on, your body can easily go into fight or flight. If you're worried about going to the playground because you got picked on yesterday, the day before that, or any multitude of situations, if you were bullied by a group of women or men, your body begins to react to the stimulus and response, and your body begins to create a neurochemical emotional state that creates a placebo effect in your brain that keeps us overwhelmed. We worry about what has not happened. As you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and you learn to be present and not give energy to what has not happened, you want to focus on the results you can create now, not the results you're trying to control. If you've ever been through a situation, a lawsuit, you've been arrested for a DUI, any multitude of situations, or you want to hurry up and get it over with, you wish that day would come. If you stay in that overwhelmed state like that, I've been in those states before, I learned real quickly the wheels of justice grind slowly. You have to be able to let go of the control that keeps you in control of feeling out of control. And as you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, you can begin to separate your feelings. You do that by a deep breath. You follow it with an affirmation, a word called release. As you begin to be in your body in a relaxed, released state, you're not the mind-body connection to the anxiety that keeps you overwhelmed and worrying. Worry shows up very prevalently when you own your first business, your second business, your third business, and you're still wrestling with success. What many people do is they tend to avoid failure, and they fail by attempting to avoid it because they fail to engage. They worry about the outcome. They worry about being rejected. They worry about being abandoned. They worry about how I'm going to control the success I don't even have. They exhaust themselves worrying. Worrying is exhausting. Worry can create headaches. It can create subluxations in the neck. If you get a headache from being worried and overwhelmed, well, there's a direct reflection of who and what. Who are you worried about, and why are you worried about the situation? You can also create a syndrome in your teeth where you grind your teeth because of how worried you are. I've had clients say to me, I said, who would you be if you didn't worry? I've had clients say to me, I wouldn't know who I'd be because I worry all the time. When you worry all the time, it gives you very little margin to have any kind of life, lifestyle, or social experience that leads to joy, bliss, enlightenment, or any other type of emotional state that raises your vibration. Worry brings with it a very low vibration. It keeps you in an overwhelmed state. It keeps you behind. It keeps you late. It keeps you practicing the art of no discipline. You end up winging it because you're not sure how you're going to control it. As you begin to address your control issues, control has more than one face. Control doesn't mean you're controlling your significant other. Doesn't mean you're controlling your spouse. It doesn't mean you're controlling your children. It typically means you're attempting to control an outcome that hasn't happened. And by attempting to control that outcome, it's very easy to feel out of control. As you begin to let go of pressure, control, and worry, because all three of them are really illusions, that you're not under any pressure. If you look up in the ceiling, there's no pressure up there. Pressure is a self-induced state about being over-obligated. I'm under a lot of pressure at my job. I'm under a lot of pressure to get this done on the deadline. Well, if you wait till the last minute, it creates the pressure, it creates the worry, and creates the overwhelm. These three terms are directly linked. Worry, overwhelm, and pressure. As you have a better understanding of cause that creates the effect, why you do what you do, as you develop skills in letting go and releasing, and Letting go is not a how do I state. Letting go is a committed decision, consciously aware, to separate your feelings from what has not happened or what has happened. A lot of society focuses on regret of the past and anxiety of the future. As you learn to be and stay present, as you focus on outcomes that are favorable, as you focus on results, then you won't go into an overwhelmed state trying to control situations that haven't happened. It's the number one cause that people don't prospect because the brain creates a placebo effect about an event that hasn't happened, rejection. I don't like the no's. I don't like to be rejected. In reality, very few, if anyone, rejects you. Seldom does anyone ever say the word no in the English language statement or sentence when it comes to a decision. When people don't buy from you, they're not rejecting you. Typically, they're avoiding you. Secondly, they also object. And thirdly, they can't decide. As you have a better understanding of how predictable people are and why they do and don't, why they do and don't buy, as you have a better understanding of this situation, then you won't give energy to the power of rejection. Your brain in your left brain will create a solution. That's your intelligent brain. The neocortex of your left brain, if that's how you've been wired and fired to operate in most of your life, then you'll be in your analytical egoic mind. That's your intelligent mind. And it will make sense for you to avoid failing. It will make sense for you to avoid rejecting because your brain has created a placebo effect where it's now perceived to be painful. The brain creates the solution by avoiding the perceived pain that isn't real so that you can be and stay disappointed. As you have a better understanding, a better awareness, as you become more conscious, as you are consciously aware of cause and effect, why you do what you do, you now have a different level of responsibility, ability to respond. It changes your reflexes, changes your emotions, changes your energy, changes who and what you attract. But if you grow up in a difficult situation and you take on difficulty and you are difficult and you surround yourself with difficult people, then you'll constantly be worried about defending yourself. If you're sensitive and defensive, it's because you were highly criticized as a child or a young adult. That sensitive, defensive mindset that you've now taken on creates a very low vibrational energetic state so that you'll attract your reality, the people and situations, that will foster your feelings. As you begin to let go and have a better understanding of the events that shaped your feelings, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events, meaning that you can easily and effortlessly start to recover. Recovery isn't difficult. Recovery is a choice. Yeah, but you don't understand. My situation is I'm under a lot of pressure. The medical and pharmaceutical industries also put a lot of pressure on the American populace to fall into one of two categories, anxiety and depression. So if you get seduced into using this kind of pharmaceutical medication, and there are good purposes for it, sometimes, but a large percent of the population is led to believe that they have anxiety and depression. Now they can be easily medicated, which now begins to change your personal reality and or your personality. As you are on a series of medicated drugs, it tends to give you that placebo effect and gives you that fake focus or that fake relaxed state. Now the challenge with those situations is that very short term and very quickly, that kind of medication creates a very high tolerance. It's not very long down the road if you're on 150 milligrams or whatever milligrams you're milligramming. As you begin to have a better understanding, as you start to understand why you do what you do, as you can let go of the stories you tell yourself, you can move into a business venture, free enterprise, a network marketing company, real estate, the mortgage industry, internet marketing, any multitude of business opportunities that give you a viable option to create leverage. Leverage is when you're not responsible for your income solely. Your income comes from this responsibility of being able to attract people who are responsible. That breaks down to the LOF, the law of the few. And as you begin to really embrace the process and have a better understanding of how you can create your commerce in free enterprise, as you understand that in free enterprise you can create and or attract what the free market will bear, then you will take the pressure off of yourself and you will stop worrying about outcomes that have not happened. I don't know what to say. I don't know who to be. I don't know how I'm going to show up. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't like no. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to get violated. I don't want to be traumatized. This is the way the brain operates. It creates a placebo effect to avoid perceived pain. The communication style that you have typically talks you right in to being overwhelmed and anxious. Now, as you begin to understand the basics of transformation, as you have a better understanding of the brain waves that you live in, theta, beta, alpha, delta, as you start to understand those brain waves, as you have a better understanding of energy, anxiety, fear, and doubt, and then consciously aware energy where there's love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment, as you move into a higher level of energy, a higher level of emotion, as you move into a higher state of consciousness, you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety. Anxiety is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. These are the very emotions that keep you avoiding the perceived pain that is not real. There's pleasure and pain. When the pain is great enough is when most people will change. It's the most aggravated, overwhelming state to change in. You want to change when you're ready, but you can't keep getting ready to get ready to avoid being ready. You'll be ready when you're ready, and only you know when you're ready. When you're ready to let go. When you're ready to move on. When you're ready, you'll stop telling yourself stories. One of my clients let me know that she was categorized as the black sheep, and she also told me that her family was waiting for her to fail. I asked her what that meant. I knew what it meant because I've had some of those situations said about me before. I completely related about it. But oftentimes we tell ourselves stories that aren't real. We make up content about a future event that hasn't even happened. We worry about our friends and what they're going to think, but we don't even know what they're thinking. We assume. You can't assume that people are going to do the business, and you can't assume that people are not going to do the business. You find out who's going to do it by reading the signs and clues, by asking the questions in a sequence, by hearing what people mean, not say. But when you equate the word no with rejection, and you equate the no, rejection, and pain as one situation, and you consider it to be painful, then there's a high probability you will spend way too much time checked out, avoiding perceived pain that isn't real. As you begin to understand how to let go of the anxieties that don't serve you, meaning that you have a better understanding of the emotions that affect you, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Those are the emotions that drive your inactions. The feelings that drive your actions are going to be joy, love, bliss, passion. As you start to come from those situations, and enlightenment, as you start to live in that type of energy, who you attract changes. People begin to virtually show up. Instead of you feeling shown up, you show up in your life. You start to come from your higher self, your higher good. You start to come from passion, compassion. You can feel for other people. You don't take on their pain. You're able to facilitate their pain while facilitating yours, meaning you become very skilled at the art of letting go. As I stated earlier, letting go is not a how do I. Letting go is a committed choice one day at a time to separate your feelings from events that no longer serve you. And serving you, what does that actually mean? It means that you no longer perpetuate the same emotional state to fulfill and serve your disappointment. When you're addicted to disappointment, your reticular activating system will search for a familiar feeling. That familiar feeling is a neuron. That neuron will find another feeling. They will come together multiple times. They will collude, collapse, condense, and form a feeling smaller than the size of a pin. These neurons that wire and fire attach to other feelings that are similar. This is what creates a mood, an identity, an anxiety, an addiction. As you start to have a better understanding of it, you'll have better choices that you'll create that won't lead to your emotional relapses. When you relapse, when you get overwhelmed, when you spend most of your day in anger, you relapse on a cigarette, you relapse on alcohol, you can relapse on compulsive debting. You can relapse on bad food. You relapse on lying about situations that are not real. Liars are addicts. Addicts are liars. Addicts live in denial, and they tend to lie about situations without even knowing they're lying. They actually are become so skilled at lying that they end up believing their lies. When you start to become rigorously honest with yourself, as you begin to let go and understand the spirit of letting go, as you live letting go, as you are in the process of letting go, as letting go becomes a skill, then you have a better understanding of what that actually means and what it can do for you energetically. When you hold on to the past, when you hold on to pain, when you hold on to anxiety, when you hold on to stories, it relegates you to having a very low energy. When you are angry, pissed off, uncertain, that also brings on a very low energy. Though of the Richter scale of energy, anger is the highest of the anxieties when it comes to decibels per second and how it's categorized in thought and in sound. When you begin to let go, you can attract your reality, people and situations that are more in alignment with where you are going and who you are being. When you're a human being, B-E-I-N-G, you're no longer a human doing. Now, I know that I was addicted to over-obligating myself. I would tend to over-promise and under-deliver. I would tend to take on way too many tasks, way too many chores, and then I would feel under pressure. I'd have these deadlines I have to create. As I would overpromise and underdeliver, I would frequently get called out on it so that I could attract to my reality the people who would disappoint me. As I started to address disappointment, as I started to address worry and started to have a better understanding of the neurological network of neurons that wire and fire and why I do what I do, a light bulb went off for me. I had a better understanding, inner wisdom. I said a better understanding of inner knowing. I started to understand Zen, the yin and the yang. When you're in that space, there's no right or wrong. When you're focused on being right, oftentimes your back is very rigid. When you focus on being right, it means you'd rather be right than you would being rich or wealthy or prosperous. Prosperity means in the flow. It's the Latin word for flowing. As you begin to live in a flow state in the hands-free zone, you're going to attract your reality, people, and situations that you can collaborate with, partner with, be able to indoctrinate and introduce as teammates, be able to produce results with, be proud of. You're actually forming a mastermind alliance, one of more coming together for like mind, for common goals and purposes. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, you don't justify, validate, and explain yourself as frequently. If you grew up with passive-aggressive parents and it becomes auto-suggestion, all of a sudden you're in trouble, now you're explaining yourself to one of your parents. It becomes an exhausting exercise in futility. And it's that fuel zone that many of you are right now. You've tiptoed quietly through life, but all of a sudden you woke up. You said, I can be this. I can do this. You're in the right place at the right time. You know it, but you don't know it, and you're in doubt. Now's the night that you let go of your doubt. Now's the night that you let go of your anxiety. You also let go of your worry. Worry is an illusion. There is nothing to worry about. Worry is not physical. It's not linear. It doesn't show up in a microscope. Worry is anxiety about future events that have not happened or have the potential to happen. Unfortunately, a large percent of society worries. Put together the nicknames that you heard growing up that associate themselves with worry. And you see, if you grew up with someone that worried all the time, it also means they were anxious all the time, and there's a high probability that they lived in fight or flight. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people in our circle of influence are. Many of our friends are overwhelmed, exhausted, waiting till the last minute, the last shoe to drop, and living in the wreck of their life that they created. This is also why so many people have challenges with organization. You're either organized or you're organized. There's no black and white. As you start to have a better understanding of how to organize and discipline yourself. But it's your discipline that's important, not mine. It's your organization that's important, not mine. It's your ability to produce results from the comfort of your home. That's a whole different situation. That's a plug-and-play model. Now, as you start to develop that model and become very skilled and proficient at it, then you are absolutely starting to move into the higher levels of consciousness in a place called the law of the few. Only a few people ever elevate themselves to this level of energy. The people who do it typically address the events that shape their feelings, and they have a better understanding of cause, effect, and why they do what they do. You want to be able to let go of words that no longer serve your vocabulary, like, hope to, guess, kinda, sorta. These are words that Americans use to not commit. If you have commitment issues and abandonment issues, there's a great book called He Scared, She Scared by Sokol, S-O-K-O-L, that really breaks down in a formulated identity of how to be able to reconnect, recollaborate, and find common causes so that you can be connected to people that you deserve to be connected with. But when you feel disconnected and overwhelmed, what does that relegate you to attracting? Well, luck is when opportunity meets preparation, but I would much rather be good than lucky, because your luck can run out. You're not going to be lucky all the time. But what you bank on is the skills, habits, and mindset of your vocation. You want to be able to develop those skills, because those are the skills you're going to teach to people in your circle of influence. It's a definitely mind-blowing experience to be able to cross the bridge and all of a sudden see the five or six people that you were waiting to show up in one day. They all show up in a day. And all of a sudden, your energy changes. All of a sudden, you have a team that begins to grow. You're creating your first four-figure monthly check. I mean, as this starts to happen, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. As you start to reward yourself and start to get honest with yourself and start to live a good life, you'll attract your reality people and situations who want to participate in that good life from a collaboratory effort, not from a codependent effort, not from a control effort, but someone who genuinely has good in you and is willing to really assist you to be that champion you know you're capable of being. When you start to attract other like-minded individuals, when you start to attract a mentor or become one, when you become the leader that people are looking for, then you can lead by example. Leading by example means that you're also teachable. But how can you be teachable if you worry all the time? You can't. You have to let go of control that keeps you in control of being out of control, and worry is one of those situations that has you overwhelmed, late, and worried. As you become detailed, organized, systematic, as you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, as you have a better understanding of why you're late, why you're in such a rush, why you're hurried all the time, as you start to develop a better understanding and really start to find your place in the world, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped anxiety. In anxiety, our bodies secrete a neurochemical called cortisol. And those cortisol levels can make people very, very sick. And as you learn to address why you do what you do, especially this situation, as you start to get the proper medical care, someone you can absolutely trust and understands you, then that starts to enhance your law of averages. As you start to enhance your law of averages, it's definitely going to be liberating for you to get to be in a place where you can create results on command. To be able to do that, you have to pay the price. The price is never fully paid because you never really paid the full price. It's an evolving process, the price and getting paid. The more you understand the value of letting go, not only letting go, but the practice of letting go, a separation of feelings from events that shape the feeling, a mood, and an identity. As you're able to easily and effortlessly practice in this process, you will be in a position to be able to receive. You deserve, receive, and you're open. So when you move into that space, you can start to really begin to realize why you do what you do. As you start to create autonomy and liberate yourself from some of the toxic relationships that you continue to perpetuate so you can feel disappointed, as you understand people's predictability and why they do what they do, then you start to move in a much higher level of consciousness. You become consciously aware. One of the greatest breakthroughs you'll ever experience is the aha breakthrough moment when you have one of those moments in time, when synchronicity does show up, when someone when someone does recognize you for who you are, what you're being, and what you're accomplishing, what you're, and what kind of value you're delivering to a community. As you start to come from that place, then you're not overwhelmed. You're not anxious. You're not telling yourself stories. You're not asking yourself, how do I, how do I, how do I? You have a better understanding of cause and effect. And when you're in that space, in that place, you will not be checking out. You'll be in your body. Now, anxiety is the perception of events that create an identity. There's proven techniques to let go. Breathing is a very easy technique to master. We typically tend to short breathe. We don't take the full breath that will create the release. We're such on the go that we don't have time to breathe. That's what we tell ourselves. So like any situation, we inhale it in the morning, and then it gets tossed out. You inhale anxiety in the morning, and then you stay in it. You want to be able to toss out the anxiety. You want to throw it out the door, out the window. You want to be able to flush it, let it go. You want to be a great receiver, a deserver, and you're highly capable of changing in a relatively short period of time. You can virtually change tonight, 1 week, 1 month, 1 quarter, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You can change is a decision and a commitment. The results may not show up in instant gratification, but changing your mindset, changing your ideas, definitely can lead to change. The more you're changed, the more you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your diseases, your body starts to become its own pharmacy. You start a different level of self-healing, self-help. As you begin to practice some of these skills, you'll amaze yourself what you can do for yourself and others. It's no longer a secret. You are talented. You are skilled. You're in free enterprise. You deserve to attract and create what the free market will bear with no limitations on what you are capable of. As you start to gravitate toward that, start to live that situation, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape anxiety. It will no longer shape your fear, and it will no longer shape your doubt. As you address these three similar energies, you'll have a better understanding why people sometimes have challenges listening to you, hearing you, trusting you. Trust is a situation that is earned. It's earned by service and value. The more that you are service-driven, value-driven, the more you come from that place, the more probability it is that you'll be able to attract your reality, people in situations that will foster your feelings, that will foster change. As you become an agent of change and really understand how that situation operates, then you will no longer participate in some of the situations that are horrible for you. You'll get a much better understanding of how to fuel your body, how to be in your body, how to let go of your body, how to be in a relaxed state so you can really take your game to the next level. Your game to next level, well, that's totally up to you for you to decide and understand what you're looking for. And so when you have clarity in your vision, when you can see the outcome without physically being there, then you absolutely have arrived. And in your arrival state, it means you never get comfortable because you're always going to be arriving. There's no end to the game. The end of the game is you tiptoe quietly through life, and you end up in a place called the Garden of Stone. You want to play the game, not end the game. You want to end the game on your terms and your time frame. You want to play the game like it's the last game of your life. And that will absolutely pay dividends for you as you start to come from that place and that space where you are very, very comfortable with who you are. You're comfortable with the process. You're comfortable with situations that are going on around the world. And you start to relax into the process. While you relax into the process, many people are going to be breaking through. That relaxing is important, but you want to relax in relaxed time and produce in produced time. It's an absolute skill, a privilege, and pleasure to be on this Tuesday night call with you. This Tuesday night call, I've been hosting this for 19 years, and this call has absolutely inspired me to actually bring out some of the best content that I deliver. And some of the best content comes from letting go and not worrying how to deliver the content. You can do the exact same situation on your own terms and your own time frame, but when you worry about making mistakes, you typically attract your reality, the very situation that you sought to avoid. When you have to be perfect and you're neurotic about it, it inhibits your ability to be practical. You can still have perfection tendencies, but when perfection leads to avoidance, it does not serve you. When you attract the very situation you seek to avoid because of how overwhelmed you are, well, your thought processes aren't leading you to a result that's favorable. If you have a better understanding of this and you start to come from your higher good and you let go of your lower self that stays in anxiety, fear, and doubt, is you're absolutely in the zone, in the hands-free zone. Is you're absolutely coming from value and service. You don't raise your prices, you raise your value. As you raise your value, you become more valuable. You become more scarce. Scarcity creates value. When you have a niche and you start to get rich in that niche, well, then you can raise your value. People, you can command a different fee for that value. When you are service and purpose driven, you're not there to serve everyone. You're there, you also have to be able to serve yourself, but you want to deliver great service. There's a difference between service and serving. And when you tend to overserve and over-obligate, that frequently leads to disappointment. When you feel responsible and you're worried about other people, when you worry about other people's results, worry about are they going to drop off their auto ship, are they going to make it to the next event, you're giving away way too much of your power. As you have a better understanding of cause and effect and why people do what they do, then easily and effortlessly you will start to master your emotions. It's your emotional state that will drive you to It'll drive you to failure, or it'll drive you to success. It'll also drive you to pleasure, or it'll drive you to pain. Now, when many people are so connected to pain that they can't possibly see themselves letting go of their worry because they worry all the time. They're always worried. When you talk like that, speak like that, it's going to show up in multiple other ways. As you begin to let go of your control about the outcome, as you begin to let go of your anxiety about situations that hasn't even happened, as you let go of your worry about the outcome and situations that you cannot control, but you stay in control of your control to be out of control, as you let go of the control nebulous and you stop worrying about what hasn't happened, and you focus on being your best each day, each and every day, your best is going to require you not to be critical of self, not to judge self and or others. You can be objective and see a situation for what it is and walk away from it favorably. You also have to understand that not everyone is going to buy from you, be in your corner, be ready in any multitude of situations that you continue to perpetuate. So once again, you can feel disappointed. But as you begin to let go, and really let go, meaning separating feelings from events that shape them, means you're able to address why you do what you do. You're able to, with rigorous honesty, understand why people point out certain situations. You're able to have a better understanding of predictability, and you're no longer operating in the last minute. You're not waiting that last minute to create that neurochemical high that you tell yourself that you crave. As you let go of the mind-body connections, your brain won't create the placebo effect that recreates the same situation over and over so that you can chronically relapse. When you're able to understand that the pleasure isn't worth the pain, then you won't seek situations that aren't favorable. You won't wrestle with your emotions or wrestle with your addiction. You'll be able to pass it on to a higher power, to God, deity, source. You'll be able to easily and effortlessly let go without getting overwhelmed about feeling so good. If you want to feel good, allow yourself to feel it. It all begins with you being vulnerable, you being letting go of your anxiety, you attending workshops and events that absolutely empower you, and you continue to go back to them. But you go beyond being a seminar junkie, you put it into practical application, then have the courage and wisdom to assist people to understand what's required for them in free enterprise. But when you're worried all the time, when you're overwhelmed, then you have to be able to make better choices. And as you begin to be the no longer be the mind-body connection, and you start to become skilled at that, like I said, you will start to make better legal choices. As you let go and let God, as you're in the hands-free zone, as you are here and you're now, I'm going to begin wrapping this call up. I'm looking forward to connecting with many of you in the next few days and in the next few weeks and months. And I'm looking forward to next Saturday. in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's going to be a great place for you to connect. And that's one of the situations you want to do when you go to events. You want to connect. You want to stop worrying yourself out of the connection. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they create a story about an event that hasn't even happened. And they go to events, and they sit in the back, they don't participate, and they don't connect. Your ability to connect, collaborate, and attract is what will separate you from the status quo. Your ability to attract people in a higher level of consciousness that are consciously aware, that are in the hands-free zone, that aren't in stress, overwhelm, and worry, that are consciously aware of why they do what they do and are consciously adapting and adjusting without feeling overwhelmed. When you're able to come from that kind of power, your energy changes. People begin to show up. There are proven techniques that you can practice daily, emotional discipline to let go of the control that keeps you overwhelmed and worrying. It's not a how do I, it is an I am. You learn to take deep breaths, number one. That breath releases a neurochemical called dopamine. It gives you one of the same effects that being an addict does. An addict always wants a little more. Well, if you want more, breathe more. Let go of your shallow breath syndrome that keeps you overwhelmed in your upper chest, checking out, getting ready to get ready, so you can be and stay disappointed. Be and stay productive. And what does that mean? It means you become results-driven, results-oriented. You're task-committed. You're task-oriented. You're focused on the task at hand. You have a systemized approach to being able to create your success. And when you start to live that world and understand that, then you're not the mind-body connection to the anxiety. As you separate your feelings from anxiety, your energy changes, it shifts. People virtually can show up. Now, there's no guarantees and there's no promises, but I will promise you this, that as you begin to go through the evolution of transformation and change, as you let go of your anxieties and stories that don't serve you, your energy will change gradually, quickly, or overnight. People will begin to show up. It really depends on you. It depends on the message that you are sending. Is your message mixed or is it clear? Do you resonate with your message? And if you have a great message and you're able to deliver that, then you'll attract people from all walks of life because you are the messenger. You're the ambassador of change. You're a change agent. You are bringing good to the world through your energy. And it's in that kind of space that you really let go, then people don't reject you. A few people will pass, but they're not personally rejecting you, and you're not worried about making the mistakes. It's the worry about an outcome that hasn't happened that hinders so much of society because it creates avoidance tendency to procrastinate, procrastinari, to avoid. That is what it means when broken down and looked up in a Latin dictionary, and just begin to understand why you do this, then you can separate your feelings. Now you can create a proven technique that you can practice simple discipline over and over to create an outcome that's favorable. As you begin to become more emotionally disciplined, you stop avoiding the process, you stop avoiding prospecting, you stop avoiding learning, you stop avoiding leaving relationships. You stop avoiding quitting your job. You step into power in absolute faith, knowing that you will not be denied, knowing that you absolutely can be a game changer in an event full of people. That means that you have the swag, the discipline. It means you've shown up and you're going to continue to show up because you understand this key term, the inner game. The inner game is when you start to see the baseball differently. Instead of it looking like an aspirin or a BB thrown at 98 miles an hour, it begins to look like a grapefruit. It means your vision is enhanced. You see differently. You have a whole different mindset, mindsight, eyesight about what you see. And the more that you're able to not be the mind-body connection to the event, as you are the event, along with the few people, as you start to become, you start to reinvent the event. You educate, you re-educate your expectations. You become the leader that people are looking for. You actually are able to mentor a few people at a time. You're able to do one-on-one with a few people. Now, you can't do this for everyone, but you start to devote your energy where it's deserved. You understand who merits the time, who receives the time. When you start to come from that place, you are being and staying present. It's in that present moment awareness that you raise your vibration. You're no longer connected to the past or anxious about the future, because you're in the process of creating your future now. And when you start to come from that place of power and dignity, you won't be denied. People show up in droves. People show up in precarious places, spaces. They show up. That's all you have to know. It's not a how do I, it's I'm creating it. I am creating the space to be able to take care of my obligations. And as you start to do that, as you start to clean your desk up and clean your desk off, as you begin to organize your office, as you begin to organize your house of love, your residential property, as you start to be able to live in that romance, that altered state of consciousness, where you're not asleep and not awake, when you're in that relaxed state, you're at one of your highest vibrational energies. When you're in that space, there's no cause and effect, because you are one with. And it's that one with where there's no separation. You want to be able to create that. You also want to be able to separate yourself from events, but that one with, it means you're one with deity, God, source, infinite intelligence. You're one with your brother from another mother. You're one with a teammate. You're able to say, I feel like I've known you my whole life. There's something about you that I resonate with. There's something about you that I connect with. Those are the aha moments that you play the game for. Those are the laws of alignment that begin to show up because the person you have become. If you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, you become a whole different you. You're becoming your best you. And it's in your best you that you really take your game to the next level. Your focus is relaxed. It's not intense. And it's so relaxed that you could almost go into a very, very relaxed, altered state frequently throughout the day, which gives you a new sense of energy. It's in that altered state, that meditative state, that you start to reach some of your highest levels of consciousness. It's in that state where you really begin to let go, because you understand that you are the outcome. You can absolutely create your outcome by letting go of your worry, anxiety, doubt, and fear. When you have clarity in your vision, when you know that you won't be denied, when you can see the outcome before you start, when you realize there's no separation, then you absolutely are one with. When you let go of not being good enough, when you let go of your critical behavior, your critical advisor, and you become gentler to yourself and you're not beating yourself up, you're not trying to hide yourself, you're able to come out, you're able to show up, and you don't get shown up. You're able to come out in the open. You're able to not have the anxiety about prospecting in public. You don't have the same story that you perpetuate over and over to stay neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings that keep you overwhelmed. As you let go of your overwhelmed feelings, as you let go of abandonment, rejection, as you start to find your faith, and you start to really get back into the era of life that you once had your game on, or if you never had it on, now you can find it. But it's that space when you had the swag, the looks, the feel. When you can recreate that, you can slow down the aging process by not worrying, not being anxious, not being in fight or flight, and most importantly, not overwhelming yourself. These are the anxieties that typically lead to diseases: anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, and abandonment, rejection. When you're able to collaborate with people from a place of power, service, and value, now you're going to start to create a real team. It's that the leaders that you were looking for begin to show up, because now you're emotionally available. You have a different perspective of the word vulnerability. You're able to be vulnerable. You're relatable. You're connectable. In that space of energy, people begin to show up. It may not happen immediately or overnight, but you're not playing for instant gratification. You are playing for a result. You must be patient in this process. I'm not where I should be. I'm not traveling fast enough. My business isn't working. Well, these are a lot of cliches I hear every single day in coaching 12, 13 hours. Common commonalities, why people do what they do and why they say what they say. When you're able to let go and not personalize the situation, your evolution is starting to really come into play. When you don't take it personal, when someone does whatever they do, when you don't make it personal, you are unequivocally breaking through. Because when you personalize a situation, that means you hold on to it. You hold on to it, you massage it, you stroke it, and there you are, you're overwhelmed. And as you begin to let go of the mind-body connections, the events that shape feelings, You'll be much better in your athleticism. You'll be much better in being able to deliver. You'll be much better at being able to let go. When you're not the mind-body connection, the events that shaped your overwhelmed state, your anxiety, or your anger, when you let go of, of those words and you let go of that, then you unequivocally are the leader that people are looking for. And when you actually deliver that kind of content, then you're a whole different person after you've read that. I've seen great authors absolutely deliver content, and because they weren't grounded, they got exhausted. I mean, I've seen great people exhaust themselves worrying. I've seen people sabotage their career worrying about situations that haven't happened. The one-hit wonders. I've seen people are so worried how they're going to control fame and control their control that they end up out of control of the control that they're led to believe they're in control of. As you let go of your anxieties and have a better understanding of why you're anxious, see, you don't want to get rid of it. You want to understand it. Getting rid of it means I'm going to suppress it. When you don't get rid of it, you want to let go of the events that shape those feelings. You want to be able to let go of how critical you are of yourself. You want to let go of how critical you are of others. So you can really find that humility, that humbleness that people are magnetized to. The people that say, wow, I want to see him or her. That would be really good. When you come from that place, this is when people virtually begin to show up. It'll happen to you. If you stay in this game long enough and you begin to master your emotional state and you become relaxed in your body, you will unequivocally attract a much higher caliber of person. But you have to be ready to receive. If you're not comfortable in that, well, then you're going to have to be comfortable relatively quick. The more you understand why people do what they do, the more predictable that you understand, you start to put those two together, you can practically read the whole situation by doing that key skill right there. The more you know, the more you understand, you are in the know. You're in the know now. And as you begin to have a better understanding of cause and effect, why people do what they do, predictability, then you don't personalize the situation, and you're not worried about getting in trouble. The main worries that most people worry about in owning their own business is they worry about getting rejected. They worry about getting abandoned. They worry about what other people are going to think of them. They worry about their neighbors. Now, if that's you, if those are some of your situations, you can easily and effortlessly address these one day at a time. And as you begin to practice the 10,000-hour habit, your energy, your rhythm begins to change. Who shows up begins to change. It's amazing what can happen relatively quickly as you let go of the control that has you in control of being out of control. As you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, then you'll start to have a better understanding of why you do what you do. As you start to read people, hear what's meant, not said, and really are connected and grounded, it's amazing what can happen to you in a relatively short period of time. I had this happen to me in 1995. Like, everyone I had been looking for in the last 6 years showed up in 1 year. It was an amazing phenomenon that I had the privilege of experiencing, and every one of you can experience that too. When you are committed, you're not interested. When you are committed, you're serious. When you're serious, you're not curious. When you're serious, then you know what's required of you to do. When you start to really do that, you stop asking how do I questions. You don't ask questions, period, of anyone other than your prospects, because you become innovative and resourceful. It means that you have figured it out. And in figuring it out, it means that in the resourcefulness situation, you want to be able to call on her, or when you become resourceful, you want to be able to call on yourself, and you don't have to call yourself out because you are in the present. When you become resourceful and innovative, you're on call. It means on command. I mean, you can dial it up like this, just like this, any moment. This is how you neutralize anxiety quickly and you don't relapse. There are no more cheat days. When you can call on that consciousness that you begin to live on, and when you begin to, on command, be able to take a deep breath and release, then you don't relapse. There are no more cheat days, and then you'll be in a worry-free lifestyle. You're here, you're now, you're present. You become aware, and you practice the art of letting go. Letting go is a skill that you master. You let go easily and effortlessly, meaning you're able to adapt and adjust quickly. So if someone isn't in a position to buy, you don't personalize it. You don't tell a story about an outcome that hasn't happened. You stop wondering why this always happens to me, and you get really clear on why it happens to you. You understand your law of alignment, and you also understand the events that shaped your feelings. As you have a better understanding and awareness of that, you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of worry and anxiety. Worry is a future tense set of anxieties about situations that haven't happened, that you feel the desire to be in control of being out of control. When you over-obligate yourself and worry, when you're worried about is anyone upset, when you're worried about how people feel about you, you stay in an exhausted state. Worry leads to acute anxiety, overwhelmed state of consciousness, worried all the time. When you have been guilted into submission and people use guilt to control you, it creates a lot of noise in your head. You'll worry about how other people think, how they feel, making mistakes, etc., inhibiting and hindering yourself from being able to smile and dial, connect, and able to let go easily. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's been my absolute privilege and pleasure to be on this call with you this evening. This Saturday, I will be in Walnut Creek, California. That's the Beverly Hills of the San Francisco Bay Area. I'll be there with Rebecca Caffiero. If you'd like to take advantage of one of my free 15-minute coaching sessions, reach out to me on Facebook, send me your number, and what you're seeking to attract through a collaboration with me. I'll get back to you in a very, very short period of time. Thank you very much, everyone. Good night, good evening, and you have a great evening tonight and finish this week strong as we move into the last week of June 2017. Great connecting with everyone at Marina Del Rey this last Saturday. Good night.